Hello and welcome to the Mountainbrook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 15th. I cannot believe we are in October. We are very near trunk or treat this Sunday. So if you haven't started preparing your trunk or brought candy or signed up to help with the hot dogs, please make sure you do that. This is an awesome way for us to serve one another in love. But in Exodus chapter 33 today, we're going to read about a prayer of Moses meeting with God. And as I read it in the message, it's really kind of strong language that Moses uses with the Lord. He's basically saying, hey, you brought us up out of Egypt, and if you're not going with us, I am not leading this people out. We need you to lead us and to guide us. And isn't that a good prayer for all of us, for God's leading power in our lives? Exodus chapter 33. God said to Moses, now go, get on your way from here, you and the people you brought up from the land of Egypt. Head for the land which I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I will send an angel ahead of you, and I'll drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. It's a land flowing with milk and honey, but I won't be with you in person. You're such a stubborn, hard-headed people, lest I destroy you on the journey. When the people heard this harsh verdict, they were plunged into gloom and wore long faces. No one put on jewelry. God said to Moses, tell the Israelites, you're one hard-headed people. I couldn't stand being with you for even a moment. I'd destroy you. So take off all your jewelry until I figure out what to do with you. So the Israelites stripped themselves of their jewelry from Mount Horeb on. Moses used to take the tent and set it up outside the camp some distance away. He called it the tent of meeting. Anyone who sought God would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. It went like this. When Moses would go to the tent, all the people would stand at attention. Each man would take his position at the entrance to his tent with his eyes on Moses until he entered the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud descended to the entrance to the tent and God spoke with Moses. All the people would see the pillar of cloud at the entrance to the tent, stand at attention, and then bow down in worship, each man at the entrance to his tent. And God spoke with Moses face to face as neighbors speak to one another. When he would return to the camp, his attendant, the young man Joshua, stayed. He didn't leave the tent. Moses said to God, look, you tell me, lead this people, but you don't let me know whom you're going to send with me. You tell me, I know you well and you're special to me. If I am so special to you, then let me in on your plans. That way I will continue being special to you. Don't forget, this is your people, your responsibility. God said, my presence will go with you. I'll see the journey to the end. Moses said, if your presence doesn't take the lead here, call this trip off right now. How else will it be known that you're with me in this, with me and your people? Are you traveling with us or not? How else will we know that we're special? I and your people, among all other peoples on this planet Earth. God said to Moses, all right, just as you say, this also I will do, for I know you well, and you are special to me. I know you by name. Moses said, please, let me see your glory. God said, I will make my goodness pass right in front of you. I'll call out the name God right before you. I'll treat well whomever I want to treat well, and I'll be kind to whomever I want to be kind. God continued, but you may not see my face. No one can see me and live. God said, look, here is a place right beside me.
put yourself on this rock. When my glory passes by, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I've passed by. Then I'll take my hand away and you'll see my back, but you won't see my face." Okay, that's the end of the chapter, but I wanted to get to how God describes himself. So we see that the description of God's character is how we can know what God looks like. Verses 6 and 7 of Exodus 34. God passed in front of him and called out, "God, God, a God of mercy and grace, endlessly patient, so much love, so deeply true, loyal in love for a thousand generations, forgiving iniquity, rebellion, and sin. Still, he doesn't ignore sin. He holds sons and grandsons responsible for a father's sin to the third and even fourth generation." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Exodus 33 is a beautiful prayer where Moses is interceding on behalf of the Israelites. God says, "I do not want to go with them. They're a stubborn kind of people." But Moses reminds God that unless he goes with them, they have no reason to go. If they're going to the promised land, God's holy land, then they need the Father to accompany them. And that is a prayer for us as well. Lord, we do not want to move forward in any way, shape, or form without your presence with us. We know that we are a rebellious people, but we see on this side of the redemptive glory of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you have provided a way for us to be in your presence. Lord, we probably still frustrate you just as much as the Israelites did. And we want to confess our sins to you. And we want to thank you that your presence abides with us still. Conform us to the image of Christ Jesus our Lord. And thank you today for the reminders of your character on this Thankful Tuesday. You are gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And so as we end the podcast, Lord, we want to bring to you thanksgiving and gratitude for the ways that we have seen you come alongside us in the past, and the ways that we know that you will lead us forward in the future. We thank you for your redemptive grace and your forgiveness. We praise you, Lord, for people in our lives that you have set as examples for us. We thank you for places where we can find rest and peace. And we thank you for the small things in life as you bring them to mind today. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus and ask for your continued illumination of your word to our hearts. Amen.